Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to Passion for Business, the show where we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. My name is Sharon McLean, and I'm your radio host for today. Our topic today that we'll be discussing is the art of negotiating good terms and conditions. Now, that's very, very important when you're running a business. In business, you may have a lot of things to do, and setting out your terms and conditions sometimes can get left to the end. But today, we're going to explore some really good tips on how you can set your terms and conditions up. So for those of you who would like to call in, you can call in and discuss, ask questions or comment on the show. The number to call in is 646-668-8471. If you'd like to comment on Facebook, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. And if you'd like to make a comment on Twitter, it's at Sharon BWE. For those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, we have our chat room open, and you can also leave a question or a comment in the chat room. So let's get stuck in as we discuss the art of negotiating good terms and conditions for your business. Now, you might ask, why is it important to have good terms and conditions? One reason is for cash flow purposes. If you do not specify to your customers what your way of working is or when you'd like to be paid, you might have a problem with delayed payments. You might have to pay for things in advance before you get the payment through. So it's really important when we're looking at terms and conditions, we look at what is best for your business. Now, I know it's easy to maybe copy and paste someone else's terms and conditions. That can act as a guideline, but when it comes to setting up your terms and conditions, it's helpful for you to decide how do you want to work. So what I'd like you to do is maybe get a sheet of paper or have some thoughts in your mind on what sort of things you would like to get out of your working relationship with your customer, your supplier, or those who you partner with. So I'm going to start with the first area, which is specify what you want to get out of your working relationship. So for example, if you're providing a product or a service, as well as mentioning what the cost of that product or service is, mention what your customer will get from that. So what is your duty? What is your role in providing that product or service? And what is your responsibility? Now, when I talk about duties, roles, and responsibilities, you might want to think about it as how are you going to provide good customer service for your customers? So making sure that you give them the best that they need. So in your terms and conditions, you might want to talk about delivery. You might want to talk about when the payment will be made. Will it be made in advance? Will it be made by deposit? Or will it be made once the product or the service has been delivered? And for every working relationship, you will have your own terms and conditions. Now, the most important thing about terms and conditions is that it should be clear. So each party should agree and understand what you have written. That's really, really important. And for them to understand, it's good to have maybe a dual conversation and a dialogue. And once they are happy with either what they've read or what they've been spoken to about, then they can actually sign and date those terms and conditions. Now, in terms of moving forward, the reason why terms and conditions are really important, it not only protects you, but it also protects the customer. The customer is quite clear of the process of buying. They're clear on what they're going to pay for it, when it will be delivered, what happens if things go wrong. So you will list this all out in your terms and conditions. And with terms and conditions, you can make it in bullet points or you can make it in number points. It's entirely up to you. But the most important thing is that it's clear for you and it's clear for the customer. The other tip that I'll give you when writing terms and conditions is to have it in a user-friendly language. Now, I don't know about you, but how many times have you signed something and the print that you had to sign was very small, the language you can understand, but you've just signed it? Well, in your business, when you want people to do business with you, make sure that you write out how you're going to work in a clear, concise, easy to understand language, so that your customer will understand what you are saying. And sometimes it's quite good to verbalize the terms and conditions so you could talk through with your customer what are the terms and conditions and what are the ways of working. And another tip I'd like to give you, think of all the things that could possibly go wrong when working with customers and add those to your terms and conditions. So an example could be, what happens if I deliver late? What happens if I'm not available to carry out the service? Include that and let your customers know what you would do in its place. Would it be a refund? Would you rebook them another time? And if you think of all the eventualities for your business, not only are you protecting your business, but you're also protecting your customers. I want to welcome those of you that have just joined us on the show, and we are talking today on Passion for Business, the art of negotiating good terms and conditions. Now, it doesn't sound very flashy, it doesn't sound like something you would want to do, because you might want to be out selling, marketing, promoting to customers, making money. But if you get this area of your business right, it will save you a lot of time and hassle in the future. And also, it might help you when you're going through anything legal. If there was a dispute and you had to bring the law in, you could refer back to what you had written in your terms and conditions. So I'm going to give you an acronym for the word terms, so that you can remember what to do when you're putting your terms and conditions together. The first one is T, which stands for talk through and also think through. So talk through with your customer everything that you want them to know about your working relationship, and also think through how you would like to lay that out. Is it going to be in bullet points? Is it going to be in number format? And also decide, where are you going to show your terms and conditions? Is it going to be on your website? Is it going to be on the invoice? Or is it going to be a document that you send to your customer before they start working with you? So the first T stands for talking through or thinking through. E for the term stands for engage. Engage with your customer, your supplier, or your partners that you're working with. Engage in a conversation. Now, engagement is two-way. You might want to ask your client or your customer, what do you think of what I put in there? Is it suitable for you? is the time element okay for you? Is there anything you disagree with? And the reason for doing this will help you to get into a better working relationship with your customers, and also it will give you an opportunity to hear feedback from them, because there could be something that you might have missed that's important to them and they would like that included. So in terms of terms and conditions, you might have a general terms and conditions, and if you're working with specific customers, maybe over a long period of time, you might want to adapt that so that you both engage together to decide what is going to be the best type of working relationship. The R stands for repeat. Now, repetition is very important because sometimes customers can get carried away with buying a product or service, but if you make them aware on a regular basis what your terms are, when you want that to fall into place, and the best advice I can give you is at the beginning. So at the beginning of any working relationship, you set out your terms and conditions, and you don't leave it to chance or leave it to assumption, but you have it clearly documented in writing or spoken so that people can know what is expected. In the court of law, particularly in the UK, written terms and conditions are useful because it can be something that can be referred back to. And then the M stands for more, doing more of the same. So in terms of writing your terms and conditions, making sure that you have more than enough for your customers. So if that relationship changes, you've got something in place. And then the S stands for stick to it, which means once you've agreed something, don't change your mind because of emotion. So if you've agreed payment terms with your customers, don't change it just because you're emotional. What I mean by that is that if you're having, say, a bad month and your customer's having a bad month, saying to them, oh, you can pay later, if you do that all the time, it may mess up your cash flow. And as I said, with delayed payments, it can cause you to maybe have debt that you don't need to have. So I hope you're enjoying the tips that I'm giving you about terms and conditions and the importance of having them in place so that it stops a lot of headache and hassle for you actually running your business. So I want you to start thinking about your clear terms, making sure that each party agrees to the terms, making sure each of you understand, and making sure that it's written in a user-friendly language. So after the break, when we come back, we're going to be taking some questions. So if any of you have questions that you would like to ask, please feel free to send them into the chat room on Facebook or Twitter, or even send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com, and we'll be happy to help you negotiate good terms and conditions for your business, because it's important to have it from the beginning. So T, talk through, E, engage, R, repeat, M, more, and S.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Well, welcome back again to Passion for Business, where we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips to help you to digest and, most importantly, act upon. Today, we're discussing the art of negotiating good terms and conditions, and it's very important in business to set your terms and conditions from the start. If anyone would like me to give you a session in getting your terms and conditions together, please email me and I'll be happy to offer a mentoring session. I'm also pleased to announce that it's 14 years Business with Excellence has been going, and we'll be celebrating our business birthday in Croydon on Monday the 11th of July. And if anyone would like to attend, please come down and network, and you can also come and promote your business if you're based in the UK. If you'd like to book a table, please log on online, www.pitchmarketsell.eventbrite.co.uk. So we look forward to seeing you if you're in the UK. And for those of you who are not able to get down, we do have a special mentoring offer for the month of July. So please log on to the website, Pitch, Market and Sell, and you will see the special mentoring offer that you can take advantage of. Right, we've got some questions here, so I'm going to go into our questions time. And as I said, please feel free to submit any questions you may have on negotiating good terms and conditions. Right, question from one of our listeners here. How important is it to stick to the terms and conditions you have created? Right, thank you for that question. I would say it's very, very important. As I said before, your terms and conditions are your way of working. So included in there should be how you would like to work, how you would like to be paid, what you will deliver, what you can expect the customer to deliver, and also to prepare for any eventuality. So if you have a product, it might include things like warranty, after sales service, so you spell everything out to the customer so that they know what is going to be the best working relationship. Another question here, is it okay to regularly alter or change previous terms and conditions? Absolutely, but what I would say, if you are going to alter anything and you've previously had your customer sign the terms and conditions, you would need to make them aware that you are changing it and maybe give them a time span to read through the new terms and conditions to see if they agree with it. And if they don't agree with it, they may not sign it. And if they do, then they'll be happy to continue the working relationship. But I wouldn't advise you just to alter it without letting your customers know. You might be within your rights to do that, but it is nice to give your customers a really good service, and one benefit of negotiating is communication. So I'd say if you communicate well with your customers, let them know, send them an email, send them a note, then that will be really helpful in terms of letting your customers know that you are going to alter your terms and conditions. Each year, customers might go to different suppliers, or they might have a different delivery time or a delivery process, and it's really important to let people be aware of that. Also, in terms of your pricing, you might decide to change your price, and sometimes it can be quite heart-rending when a customer used to be paying one price and then all of a sudden that price goes up. But to keep in good relationship, you might want to give them a pre-warning. You might want to encourage your cash flow by saying, we're having this special offer up until the end of a particular month, and then after that the price will increase. So you're actually giving them warning before you change your terms. The other thing that we've got here, another question: how important is it for customers to be aware of your terms and conditions? We've covered this already, but I'll say it again. It's very, very important. As I said, one of the words that I use for terms is E, and it stands for engaging. And engaging is all about having a two-way relationship with your customer. And the two-way relationship is them hearing what you've got to say and you hearing what they've got to say. So it's really, really important that you set it out clearly for your customers. Okay, we've got another question here. When it comes to suppliers, they normally set their terms and conditions, and it seems that it is non-negotiable. Yes, it can be, depending on the size of the supplier you are working with. But what I would say, just like you would discuss it with your customer, you can speak to your supplier and find out, is there any room for flexibility? Because remember, the people that supply to you, you are their customer. So it's in their interest to actually look after their customer. So if you have some products that you're selling and you need those suppliers to be able to sell those products, you might want to say to your supplier, would they be willing, if it was a payment issue, to accept payment maybe 30 days later so that you've got time to buy the products and then sell them on to the customer so that it helps with your cash flow. So it's always worth asking and it's always worth negotiating so that you can come to an agreement. Sometimes the answer might not be what you want, but you can maybe meet halfway in the middle, or you could negotiate with another supplier that might suit your situation. Right, another question here. I've written my terms and conditions, my customer signs them, but still hasn't adhered to them. I'm not sure in terms of what area you're looking at, but one of the areas where customers sometimes don't adhere to terms and conditions is in the area of payments. So you might have set up your payment terms, and it might be to pay on delivery, or it might be to pay, say, 7 days, and they take 14 days. If I was going to encourage you how to deal with that, I would encourage you to use the TERMS, and particularly the R of repeat. So you'd literally be repeating to your customer, this is what we've agreed, this is a date that you have to pay. And then maybe have something in your payment terms that if they do pay late, there will be maybe a late payment charge, and that will encourage them to pay on time. Or if you sense that they are a late payer, you might want to contact them a few days before, reminding them when the payment is actually due so that they do it on time. So repetition is quite important when it comes to terms and conditions, because customers don't have that at the forefront of their mind. They have the product or service that you might be selling to them at the forefront of their mind that they're going to receive, but they may not have the working agreement at the forefront of their mind. So it's really, really important that you repeat that to them. Right, we've got one last question. How important is it to have written terms of agreement? Right, written terms of agreement are useful. Now, the reason, not only for legal purposes, but just for clarity. How many times have you discussed something, thought something, and forgotten what you've said? Whereas if you have it written down, you can see clearly the areas that you have discussed. So written terms and conditions are beneficial for you as the customer to see what you're getting, and also for you as a business owner to see what you will be offering your customers. And I'd also encourage you to review your terms and conditions on a regular basis to see if it's still meeting your business needs and the customer's business needs. Right, we've got one more question here. What happens if we cannot agree after we sign the terms and conditions? Well, things in life happen and not everything goes as smoothly as the plan in business. And this is where you will seek professional advice. So it might be from a solicitor, it might be from a legal person, or it might just be from a professional business person. You would need to seek this advice to maybe look at the options that are available to you. Sometimes things go wrong. Individuals don't keep their side of the bargain or their side of the agreement or the contract. And it's important to get support to look at what are your next steps. But if you can't handle it all on your own, there is also help available. And it's important that you get that help. So I really want to thank you all for listening into the show today. It's a topic that is never at the top of any business person's list, but it's a topic that is really important because as you make your terms and conditions clear, you will be able to focus on running your business without hassle or headache, bring more money in, and enjoy what you're doing. It's one of the administrative purposes that are important for your business. And as I said, you can go online and look at documents, but it's really important to have your own terms and conditions for your way of working. So I want to thank you for listening into the show today. And please feel free to share blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLean with others. And please feel free to listen to previous shows where we have talked about topics that relate to your needs. So till next time, we will see you again. Thank you for listening to Passion for Business.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.